Hi, Julio? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi.
Hello?
I'm Nicole Maria. I'm a reporter for Greenwich Time. And I just wanted to ask you some questions about your experiences in Afghanistan so far. So where are you now? You know, how long have you been there?
Hello? Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So how long have you been in Afghanistan and
I actually arrived in November, so I've been here about almost 2 months now.
And where in Afghanistan are you right now?
Almar province, I believe.
Alma province?
Yes, something like that, Almar province.
Okay. And are you at a military base or Marine base or?
Yes, I'm actually in a NATO base. It's actually a combined forces with British forces and American forces. We're here with the Army and obviously the Marines and there's Air Force and Navy over here in this base also. Mm-hmm. So it's a coalition force.
Is this the first time that you've been deployed overseas?
No, this is actually my second deployment. I've been deployed also to Iraq. I was deployed to Iraq back in 2008. So this is my second deployment.
And when you were in Iraq in 2008, what was kind of your, how long did you stay there, and did you develop any?
I was in Iraq for about 7 months. I was there from March to October. So.
And was that, I don't know, at all frightening to you going into the midst of battle? Were you in combat at any point?
No, I actually, I work with, I support flying squadrons that they're the ones supporting the fight on the ground. So I was mostly in a base, and so that's what I did.
And you haven't seen any combat in Afghanistan either so far, right?
No, or, I didn't, man.
And what exactly motivated you to join the Marines?
When I was in eighth grade, I saw the 9/11 attacks happened, and I just felt that I needed to do something. I needed to do my part for America. So since I was in eighth grade, I always wanted to join the military, and I just chose the Marines when I was a senior in high school.
And were your parents supportive of that, or?
My parents were actually not okay with it at the time. Obviously with all the war going on, but they supported me. They've been very supportive throughout my enlistment. They've grown to understand why I do it. And so they support my decision. I've been in now for 5 years. So I re-enlisted again. So they support it now. They're very happy.
And what about your wife? What's your wife's name, and how is she kind of reacting to the whole thing of you being away?
My wife's name is Sarah, S-A-R-A, and then the same last name, Jaramillo. We're actually newlyweds. We've only been married for a year and a half. And when she heard the news that I was deploying, she was sad, but now it's just, she still misses me and stuff, and it's hard on her, but she, you learn to adapt to it, and she's a little more comfortable with it now, because, it has been 2 months, so you get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
She got used to me being gone now.
And do you, talk to her often, or, via Skype or something?
Yes, actually, I try to call her about once a week, and we actually email about mostly every day. I get to email her every day, so that's our main thing of communication. And I've also Skyped her a few times, so I get to see her face and stuff. She gets to see mine a little bit, so it's not that bad.
And where are you right now? Like, could you describe your surroundings to me just to get a visual?
Yes, I'm actually like what we call is a van pad. They're like these, they look like some metal containers, and then it's like they're, I don't know, I guess. It's kind of, imagine a trailer truck, a trailer place, like, mm-hmm. kind of like that. And that's where I'm at right now. This is my workplace, and then we have a bunch of aircraft here and here, so we could support the squadrons. So we could support the helicopters and airplanes out there in the flight.
And what is your work kind of consisted of so far in Afghanistan? I know you say that you support the...
Sorry, ma'am, I couldn't hear you.
Sure. What has your work in Afghanistan consisted of so far? I know that you say that you support the people actually in the field, but, you know, what do you do on a day-to-day basis there?
On a regular basis, I'm just... I'm a sergeant, and I supervise my Marines. They do mostly a lot of the work. They work really hard on a daily basis. And mostly what we do is just we deal with aircraft here. We order it, and we also distribute it to different mechanics that fix aircraft that are supporting the troops on the ground. So we go ahead and order it back from the States. We receive it, and then we distribute it out to them, whatever they need to get those aircraft back in the air when they break down.
And how are you handling, I guess, being away from home for the holidays? Just because, you know, it's usually a time that families can get together. You know, are you going to have a special call with the rest of your family or something for that?
Every day out here, it kind of seems like the same kind of routine. You get into a routine and stuff, so every day kind of seems the same. So, I mean, it's not going to hit me that hard. I mean, I'm sure I feel that it hits my family back home harder than it hits me, actually, but out here, it's kind of like, it'll be like the same routine, same work day. I mean, they do have actually a Christmas barbecue set up for us, where for a few hours we're all going to get together, everybody in my unit, and they set up a barbecue, and then we're also going to, some of us are going to exchange gifts, and they're also having like a karaoke contest, so we'll have some fun for a couple hours for Christmas.
And what exactly do you plan to do after serving? And how long, I guess, is this deployment going to last? And how many more years,
this is my second enlistment. So I obviously served for 4 years. And I decided to re-enlist again. I re-enlisted last year. So I'm actually in my first year of my second contract. And by the time I finish my tour here in Afghanistan, I'll still have about 2.5 years left in my second contract. And my plans are, I actually want to make the military a career. I like it. I love the Marines. And one of my next step in my career is I want to go and be a drill instructor and train other civilians to become Marines. So that's what I want to do, and that's my plans.
And would that be a military academy in the States, or?
Yes, that's actually it's a recruit training. I actually want to do it in MCRD, Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego. Mm-hmm. There's two depots. There's one in Parris Island, South Carolina, and there's one in San Diego. So everybody from east of the Mississippi goes to the one in Parris Island in South Carolina, and everybody west of it goes to MCRD San Diego in California.
And is that something that you've discussed with your wife and that she's supportive of?
What's that?
Is that something that you've discussed with your wife and that she's supportive of?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It's something, obviously, it's a very hard duty, and I'll be away from home a lot, too. So it's something that we've discussed. It's something that she knew that I wanted to do before we even got married, so she's very supportive of it. She's a very supporting wife. That's why I picked her.
And are you one of the first people in your family to go into the military?
Yes, ma'am. I'm actually the first one and the only one as of right now.
Do you think that you may have motivated other people around you, family members or friends, to join?
I think my little brother, actually, it's actually his birthday in like 2 or 3 days. He's turning 14 on December 23rd. Mm-hmm. And he's talked about it, how he wants to be a Marine someday. So I don't know, maybe he'll become a Marine someday. He's the only one out of my family.
And how about the relationships that you formed with other Marines while you're being deployed in Afghanistan? Have you kind of had a chance to, I guess because you're living with these people 24/7, form relationships with them and have friendships that you think are going to last a long time?
Yes, actually, over here, obviously, it's Marines from all over the country, from different commands. We have Marines from the East Coast, like North Carolina. We have Marines from the West Coast, like me, from California. We also have Marines from Hawaii and Japan, from all over the world. And yes, once you're here, since everybody's going through the same thing and everyone is away from their family, we sort of become family out here and we support each other in every way. And it just becomes really neat, a really neat relationship where we all fall experienced everything together. And it is friendships that last for a really long time, if not forever.
Was that your experience in Iraq, at least, that you did?
Yes, I actually was telling one of my Marines earlier this week how one of the reasons that made me re-enlist in the Marine Corps was the unity that I felt with all the Marines. It was something that you don't see anywhere else, I don't think, and that I met a lot of neat people, and I met a lot of people that just made me feel like I was part of something and made me feel something big. So I just, it was one of the reasons that played into my decision of actually staying in the Marine Corps, because it's a really like a brotherhood, and you won't see nothing like it anywhere else, in my opinion.
And, would you say that you've also gained leadership skills through your work in the Marines? And that, are there any challenges to being a leader?
Of course. Just being in the military alone, you develop a lot of leadership skills and leadership traits, especially being in the Marine Corps. Like I said, now I am a sergeant of Marines, and I have a lot of Marines under my charge. And you definitely build a lot of leadership skills, leadership traits, because you have to deal with a lot of people and a lot of young Marines that are going through a lot of things, and you have to motivate them. And especially out here, you have to always keep Marines motivated so they could keep in the fight and keep working hard every day. So, I mean, you definitely build a lot of leadership while you're in, especially being deployed, something that you learn a lot of leadership out here.
Would you say that's one of your strengths as a Marine, or are there
Oh, definitely. I actually pride myself in that. I feel like I'm a very great leader. of Marines, and that's one of the reasons I also want to be a drill instructor, so I could teach civilians how to become Marines and teach them to just pass down some knowledge of what I've learned of being a leader.
And is there any way that you could send me photos of yourself in Afghanistan? Because we'd love to print those in the newspaper.
I have some. I could send you some. Just tell me where, and I could email it to you.
My email is Nicole, Nicole. Do you have a pen or?
Okay.
@ Nareya, Narea.com.
Wait, at what? Can you spell it again?
Narea.
Narea.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sounds good.
And, sorry, what's your hometown? Are you living in Greenwich, or are you in West Coast?
I actually was raised in Greenwich, Connecticut. I went to Greenwich High School. I lived for most of it in Hamilton Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And then my family moved to Riverside up in Adams Garden.
Yeah.
So that's where my family resides now.
Okay.
Riverside, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my little brother is. My brother actually goes to Eastern Middle School. I went to Western Middle School, and then I obviously went to Greenwich High School.
But where are you living now with your wife?
Oh, actually, now I'm stationed in Oceanside, California. That's where my base is, and that's where I've been for the past 4 years. That's where I met my wife. My wife is from San Diego, California. So that's where I live now.
And is there any way that I could get in contact with your wife?
What's that, man?
Is there any way that I could get in contact with your wife?
Oh, yes, ma'am. You could call her. She wouldn't have a problem with it. I could give you her cell phone number, and you can call her.
That'd be great. What's her number?
Her number is, her area code is 619.
Mm-hmm.
616-6750.
Okay. Yeah, because I'd love to talk to her. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about your experiences there, or some maybe funny moments that you might have had with other Marines, or anything that you're looking
for?
No,
that is very, very cold over here, so it kind of reminds me of back home a little bit. I know Connecticut is freezing cold. I haven't been used to it since I've been spoiled by the nice weather in San Diego, California. So out here, it's kind of like, wow, it really reminds me of home a little bit, and growing up in Connecticut, how cold the winters get. It's the only thing that...
the only thing that's kind of reminiscent of the holiday season.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so thank you so much. You've got a lot of great material, and I'm actually going to be talking to your family later today, so
okay.
That'll be great.
Good.
Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am.
Is there an email that I could reach you at in case I have another question?
Yes, you can email me at my first my email address is my first name, which is Julio, Julio,
mm-hmm.
dot Jaramillo, which is my last name, Jaramillo,
mm-hmm.
dot junior, JR, and it's at gmail.com. So you can email me there. I check my email mostly every day.
Great. I will do that. Thank you so much, Julio.
All right, ma'am. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.